Over the past year, I've been doing a research project to gauge the knowledge and attitudes of physicians toward child sex trafficking patients. One of the things that I found is that most physicians don't know that child sex trafficking is an issue here in the United States. It's a domestic issue. It affects American citizens. And they don't realize that they're seeing these patients in their clinics, in their emergency departments, because they're not looking for them. They're not looking for the warning signs. So one of the things that I'm hoping to achieve is to educate physicians about the warning signs of child sex trafficking and to give them the tools to be able to help those patients.
Because I guess being at a doctor's office offers a perhaps one-time opportunity to intervene?
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of these kids, they do not come in for regular care. They come in for care only when they need it, STDs, traumatic injuries. So when they do present, it provides sort of a critical opportunity for a physician, whether an emergency medicine physician or an adolescent med physician, to interview that patient, enter their life for a brief moment, gather some information, and provide a relationship that could potentially help them either in that moment, but more likely down the line.
And what are some warning signs that physicians should look for?
Some of them include just what population is at risk. So foster care children are particularly at risk, children that come from lower socioeconomic classes, although sex trafficking can affect all classes, all races, all ethnicities. Tattoos. Some tattoos can be telling. Obviously, a lot of people get tattoos. It's not associated with child sex trafficking, but a number of pimps will brand their girls so that it's sort of a way of claiming ownership over their bodies. A lot of these kids come into adult emergency departments claiming to be over 18, over 21 of age, presenting with repeated STDs, presenting with traumatic injuries, particularly to the head where it's less visible, presenting with repeated pregnancies. Those are some of the typical signs.
How do you find time to do extra work outside of your residency to focus on human trafficking?
In some, I don't know. I've always been a person that's been active in volunteerism, in the arts. I started pursuing my passion in child sex trafficking. I had been doing reading for a number of years and really was lucky to pair up with Dr. Eliza Chin with the American Medical Women's Association, as well as Dr. Iman Sharif at Nemours DuPont. And both of them have been incredible mentors to me in helping me to accomplish this project. I could not have done this alone. So finding the time became easy once I realized that this made me a happier person and that I needed this in my life in order to be a better resident and a better physician.